Joystick, the joystick show. Up, up, down, down, left, right, B, A, select.
Start.
Welcome, gamers, to our twisted reality. Boldly going well for about 40 minutes.
Joystick, the joystick show.
All right, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're listening to us across the fluted plane? It's full of fruit. Mm. Yeah, already starting off well, huh? All right, welcome to the Joystick Show. We go by our gamer tags. I am Bogue Spear.
I'm Thing12.
And we are a father and son combo. In case you first just checking us out for the first time, we appreciate it very much for listening in each and every month when we click the mic and we start just rambling. Well, I ramble. You're actually very poignant on your topics. We talk about video games, the news, what's happening, what we're playing, what we like and dislike from a generational difference point of view. So, and if you are listening, you're immediately anointed the Rumble Pack. Welcome, Rumble Pack. We're talking a lot today about, there wasn't a lot to talk about, even though it was big in the business, right? And that is Starfield. Right, so we'll jump into that a little bit. But before we do, I have to read this. This is our sponsor. It is the Parent Protocol. If you are a parent of, let's say, an enthusiastic gamer who would rather invest their time bashing the baddies or exploring the universes over doing their dirty deeds of schoolwork, look no further than the Parent Protocol. It's a new app that requires your student to, in time, put their time in, upload their daily homework before the internet turns on through their router. That's right, you can now ensure the work gets done before the games begin. Your child will improve a full grade, or your money back. Visit parentprotocol.info and download the app free today to get started. Parent Protocol, your household's new rules of the game. Boy, aren't you glad that that wasn't around back in your day?
That doesn't work.
Why?
Because you can't do work without...
You can't
do work without internet.
Yeah, well, you can. You just have to upload it to the app, right?
But you can't do without internet.
Yeah, you're right. You probably can't. I don't know. We have to talk to the sponsor. Maybe they'll tell us how to fix that or how it works. But a whole grade? That's a big chunk, actually. It's a lot to offer right there.
Mm.
I don't know. All right, so let's jump into it. If they want to be a part of the show, I didn't think I mentioned that, right? How do they get a hold of us?
You can get a hold of us at joystick_show on Twitter, joystickshow@gmail.com, joystickshow.com, or at joystickshow on Discord.
Nice. All right, so let's talk on the gaming front. What's going on? Every month, we have plenty of time to game. I think the last episode we were talking, it was... Starfield was coming out on the 6th, I think it was, right? I know mm-hmm. there's a bunch of people that got the pre on it. We said how people are solving it and so forth. So anyways, I went through it. Did you play it?
I did, yes.
What'd you think?
I think that I could see it being a very good game. It just wasn't something that I was interested in, yeah. I think, is the main thing. Like, I was playing it on my computer, which didn't run it very well, so, it just automatically made it kind of a pain to play. And then also, just, it didn't really interest me. The story or anything didn't really interest me. The world didn't interest me.
Right. Well, that's the thing. It's like, watching it, you know, just from the background is that, you know, you try to get in a different lore, right? And from what you're normally marketed to or whatever. And I know mm-hmm. a lot of folks have the time and focus to spend on it. But it was difficult. I mean, I played it. I tried it. Like I said at the beginning of the thing, I was boldly going to new places that only last about 40 minutes before I was bored again, mm-hmm. you know, on it. And I said, and you, I think you disagreed with me, but I thought the graphics were horrible compared to what they could be. I played them on the Xbox, right? I got the new Xbox for a reason. They were talking about all this great shading, all this great stuff that's supposed to happen. And honestly, it felt like I was playing Mass Effect 3 again. I mean, that's what to me, the graphics look like. And B, you know, how many times, I don't want to go through the whole click here to say this, click here to say that, click here to say that. It's just not, I don't know, that choose your own adventure thing, it's never really held up for me.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, It's like the, for one, the graphics I thought were fine. I think the graphics are actually really nice of like the environments and everything. But like, as far as, I mean, all Bethesda games have that, the talking.
Right.
And then the interacting and everything. So
well, they were Mass Effect, right? So it's really.
Were they?
Weren't they Mass?
I don't think so.
Are you sure?
No, but I don't think so.
Okay.
And so I don't know. I think that it was kind of just lackluster. Like when you compare it to Skyrim, which did really well and is still doing well. And it's like, it just, that idea just draws me in more than space. I feel like space is just so overly done now and,
right,
and also not very well.
Yeah.
Where it's also, and it also just like, kind of, my expectations were higher for it because I thought it was more like a space simulator, like No Man's Sky, where you can literally just fly to any planet and land it without like a cutscene or anything like that.
Right.
So it didn't feel very immersive there. And then I think the one part about it I liked was like the class system, where you kind of, like, you can have your character be a bounty hunter, you can have your character be some other, like, in the different factions and everything.
Yeah.
That was cool. And overall, it had the same, like, Bethesda looting system, which was cool, but it just didn't capture my attention. And also, the biggest thing for me is the fact that the performance wasn't that optimized on my computer, which made it just hard to play.
You will not get up off that computer, though. You won't go try it on the Xbox, or won't go try it on...
I tried it on the Xbox.
Oh, you did?
And I like, it's way more enjoyable.
It's fluid. I mean, there's fluid. Still loading screens and stuff, but...
Yeah, but it's I just don't like the controller. I just prefer mouse, but...
Well, and again, I mean, it is like an strategy role-playing type of thing, right? Where you got to pick your character, and that was all cool. You know, and I went through and designed my character and so forth. But, yeah, I just don't know. I mean, when you go through... By the way, it was BioWare who does Mass Effects. Not Bethesda. With that said, though, is that it just... You know, when you go through it... I did like the... Actually, now this is where I kind of differ. I actually thought the simulator was pretty good, flying the ship itself when I did that. Because it has the... You know, put it towards shields, put it towards this. Which is very similar to... what was the other game? Elite Dangerous, I think it was, right? Mm-hmm. Which was very cool. I thought that was... Actually, that game, I think I've played more than anything else as far as space, outside of your normal Star Trek games or something.
No, I like the ship. The ship stuff was cool. The flying actually felt good. I didn't think it was going to, because I've played Elite Dangerous, I've played No Man's Sky, I've played, like, Battlefront, where you're flying and fighting, and I hate it, and I hate the combat and everything.
Yeah.
But I actually really like it in this game. It's super in-depth, and it's actually pretty fun.
Yeah.
It's the simulation part I'm talking about is the fact that you never feel like you're actually in space. You just feel like you're above a planet, and you're just in this little area above a planet versus flying anywhere in space.
Makes sense.
And it's just like...
Yeah.
And then also loading screens going down into the planet.
Yeah.
Which isn't necessarily a big problem. I just didn't like it.
Yeah. Well, the mapping of it, you know, clicking where you go was kind of a little bit weird, too, if you remember. It's like you can move your thing around, but then if you mess it up, it goes all the way back to the beginning.
Yeah.
I don't know. There was some kind of weird thing, UI, that I wasn't too thrilled with digging. But, yeah, I mean, that's the thing about where, like, Elite Dangerous, you felt like you were flying, man. Remember, you could go faster and slower and slow down, and then you can do the map that shows you how you accelerate around. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? There's a lot of different visuals that kind of make you feel like you're moving.
Yeah.
Right? So I understand that completely. That makes complete sense where, you know, I think I would just go back to that, Elite Dangerous, and play it if I was going to do it. Because they have that new, what was it called, New Horizons or something I never played, where you can go down on planets and do, or maybe I did the demo on it.
It's mainly just the looting, the Bethesda looting system that
what is that? Tell me about the... What
are you... Starfield good.
Like what? Looting?
Like how you can just... loot anything you find. You can like sneak and steal things.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. I think the game's cool, but
it's online is a frenzy. I mean, there's people buying the... What do they have? Like the ultra well, packet or something for... It's like $250. You get like a jacket that says Starfield on the back. You get like a notepad and like all this other crap that you know, that adds to it. And people are like all about it. What were you gonna say?
I forget, but it's just not for me.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad. But I think, I don't know. I don't plan on playing.
I just look for more stuff out of the graphics side of things for the Xbox for what I paid for and what all this, you know, this talk about how all these games are supposed to be so magnificent, right? I mean, shoot, some of the best games I think were the ones they first spent the time focused on it.
I don't understand. I think the graphics were really good.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to go back and check. I just didn't feel the love on it at all. I felt like I was playing Mass Effect. Maybe third, not the first
have
one.
Have you played Mass Effect recently?
The third one?
Yeah.
No.
Well, you should go back and see, and then you'll notice.
Yeah. It's just like I'm saying, when I'm standing there with the talking and the look and everything. So if I say Mass Effect, how about, you know, I'm looking at it as though I've played Call of Duty, you know, the ones from the earlier one, not the X version. You know what I mean? It just had some contextual overlays, a little bit of shadowing, stuff like that, but nothing like where they were showing with the lights that's so spot on and everything in these environments.
Well, they didn't use the modern lighting. Like, they didn't use modern engines or whatever. Yeah. They didn't use. They used an old one. Just because their company's more familiar with it.
Yeah, well, that's garbage. Straight up. Yeah. I mean, if you're going to make a new game...
Everyone complains about it. It's not very good, but the graphics were great, I still think.
Yeah, okay. We'll have to agree to disagree on that one continuously. All right, so what else are we playing, though? Because Starfield was my thing. I kind of reached out, tried that a little bit. Still doing the Gloomhaven. What else you got going on?
I played Mortal Kombat 1.
Oh, yeah.
Which
came
out...
The new one.
Mid-September.
Yeah.
That was really good. It's a good Mortal Kombat game. The campaign was very good.
That's cool.
It ended kind of bad, but it was just solid all the way through. And then...
And it's just solo play, right? Or
the campaign was.
Yeah.
And then I tried multiplayer, and I had some fun with it. I learned a few combos, but for the most part, it was hard because there are people who are really good at the game and like actually spend the time to learn it.
Right.
And so I'm still kind of playing it.
Are the characters the original characters again or new ones?
Both. They have a lot of the original characters. I don't actually
know. Scorpion, all the major ones.
Yeah, they have all the major original characters. I think they might have introduced a few new, or maybe not. Maybe they're all from old games, but
Well, I did see somewhere they brought some of the ones back from, like, rare games, too. Like, mm-hmm. one-off games or something mm-hmm. of their
yeah.
lore, if you will.
Yeah, the roster was pretty good. And just, like, the graphics and the fighting just feels really good.
Yeah.
I like that game. I'll probably continue to play it a little bit, but I don't know. I'm just not good enough to play it long-term.
Yeah. That's a good one. Anything else? I thought I saw you playing another game that looked like it was Apex or Vigilante or Overwatch or something. What was it called? You were working on it, designing your character and everything for it. But I can't remember. You're showing his jaw.
Oh, I tried Dauntless was a game I think you're referring to.
Yeah.
It's what it is. I've played it before and I've talked about it on the show like a long time ago. If it's like Monster Hunter World, but it's a free version.
Oh, okay.
So you just go around and kill monsters, get their, like, whatever they drop, and then, like, basically make yourself stronger to kill harder monsters, basically. It's pretty fun.
That's cool.
I haven't played it too much recently to give a good review on it, but, yeah.
Nice. Sounds good. Very good. All right, so that's what we're doing on our gaming front. Let's head to the news.
The Joystick News Report.
Joystick News! All right, in the news, have you seen, we talk about, I know that they're talking about Nintendo coming out with a new Switch, right? Didn't they start saying that was on the horizon, Switch 2 or whatever on it? What is the, I saw somewhere they have the PlayStation Portal. Have you messed with this at all, or have you seen, is it any good?
No, I have no idea.
It's remote play handset for the PS5 is launching globally on the 15th of this year. So I think when I look at the screen looks solid. It almost feels like it's the same controller, right? Just with the screen in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
That they have, if you're used to playing PS5s. It looks like it's just a portable version on the go. I mean, the cool thing is, you see the price tag on it? It's going to retail for $200, $199 for it. Which, actually, I don't think is horrible, right? In regards to that?
No, it's really... It looks cheap, but I don't know how good it's going to be.
Right. I mean, the screen looked like it was pretty solid. I was trying to find some specs on it. I didn't see anything that gave any major detail because it just talked about it was coming out probably in November. But, you know, whenever you see the screen and it's not actual play, it's hard to tell if it's really good or not. But overall, it seems like a nice competitor to Kinect.
Honestly, it looks like the controllers would be a lot better to hold, too.
Right? Well, and that's what they're trying to come out with the new... Switch 2, right? They're going to actually try to have them, instead of being those little sticky things, right?
More ergonomic.
Ergonomical, yeah. So, anyways, yeah, I didn't know if you knew anything about it, but yeah, take a look at it. If you're a PlayStation 5 player looking to, you know, bring your stuff remote and not have to pack up your unit and take it with you, they're now trying to make it a little bit easier for you to do it. I mean, at least they got the backing of all the games. They'll probably just keep the stores the same. It'd be interesting to see if you own the game already, mm-hmm. if you can just transfer it over to it versus have to have a separate marketplace for it. They have to do that. Yeah,
you probably will. Yeah. But I don't know how well it'll run, depending on the game.
Right. What game that you buy or which ones they offer on the... They'll probably have select games on the marketplace as well. But, yeah, check it out. It's called PlayStation Portal. You can pre-order it now for coming up here real soon. So that's what's going on there. What else do we have in the news? Oh, do you actually, the question I had is, when you do, you don't play Xbox very much, but when you do, do you ever, like, use a screenshot? I mean, you use screenshots for, like, your regular computer games, right, when you're playing?
No.
You don't use it at all?
No,
I don't. So it's not a thing that you do?
No.
Okay.
Not so even with Xbox.
I was going to say, it's more of a console thing, I guess, but I remember when, you know, with the new, joystick came out, would I buy the Elite 2 or something like that? It comes with a button, you just press it. Takes pictures as you go along. I thought, okay, that's kind of cool because then you can post them up and everything. But remember, Stadia was the one that came out first with that. It said, hey, as you're playing, just hit a button and it loads it to YouTube. So you could play it or like record, stop. I thought that was brilliant. I thought it was going to be like a major like win for, you know, like somebody that goes to Twitch and it goes whatever that can just like connect to it real fast, you know, or maybe stream it live or something like that. But now Xbox has said, that all these screenshots you've been building up, well, not you, not me, but folks that are playing it, that they're going to have to download them or pull them off of there before they get deleted. Because I guess they run out of storage in that world. I don't know how that's even possible. But it talks about how you can back up your console. But I assume it's going to have to be to your drive. And if it goes to your drive, if you don't have an external, it's going to take up space, right? On your drive to download stuff, which I guess is not a huge thing if you got the terabyte. I think it says, what it says, you can upload to the OneDrive as well. Most people can have a free account and have 5 gigs. So I think 5 gigs is plenty of storage for those things. But yeah, just letting you know if you're a big screenshotter or if you used to do it and want to just hold on to history, you might, if you're not aware, you might have to download those off of Xbox so that you keep them as you go along. So that was... interesting. It's like, how do you run out of storage? How does Microsoft run out of storage?
I don't know.
Pretty crazy. All right. Speaking of Xbox and screenshots, you better be careful what you're screenshotting. There's a funny article in here about Xbox and the FBI. I thought, oh, wait, they're going to go in and start looking at all these, see what you're screenshotting. But there was somebody that actually was thinking they could get away with using Xbox as a way to do insider trading. So the whole thing was basically that the person that was doing it was some kind of financial guy, Wall Street broker or something, doing tips. And he'd give the tips out to his friends, but he'd do it through Xbox Live, right? Or talk versus doing it, obviously, another way, thinking that he'd get away with it. And then they made over, like, $400,000 in these early tradings to buy in before the stuff hit. And I guess they caught up with him. I mean, it's like, you cannot get away with anything. I don't care what you think you can get away with. Mm-hmm. It's not happening. So, yeah, it was a bit kind of a funny deal where they're... I mean, it's not funny for these guys. They're going to jail, I think, on it. But, you know, think about that. You're playing Xbox and I say, hey, here's some tips. Next thing you know, you're... buying and selling while you're playing some games, and you guys are 400K, you know, deep into it, going, oh, yeah, we got this down. And all of a sudden you get the, open up the door.
Yeah,
I don't know. So, good stuff. All right, what else we got? Oh, I was going to ask you, the last thing I found in here is the Counter-Strike, too. I didn't know a lot about it, but I know it's a big deal that they, I think they just launched, what did they just launch in that? Do you remember? I think it was...
What?
That the that Counter-Strike 2 was back and was... There was a whole thing on it, and I was trying to remember.
That they released it?
Yeah, they released it too. Did you see anything about that?
Or yeah.
What was the deal on it? I don't know if it's not coming up in the news here now or not, but...
It's just Counter-Strike Global Offense,
yeah,
which is still very popular today. They updated it with better graphics, and they changed a lot of it, like quality of life things, and then released it as a new game.
And they released it as a new game, so you got to go and buy it again?
I'm not sure. I don't think so.
Oh, I was going to say, because that'd be brutal if that's the case. But yeah, it was... I was just trying to see here if there was any details on it that that came up. But I just know... I mean, that game's been around since I started the podcast years and years ago in Counter-Strike, right? I thought there was a Counter-Strike 2 already. Is this like 2A?
I guess.
Right?
It's just, yeah.
CS2. But they call... Oh, no, it's Go from CS2 Go. I think there's something that's maybe in the title or something. But they just upgraded the graphics. Anything else that they did that was I mean, probably...
Like I said, a lot of quality of life things that just make the game better for players.
Oh, new lighting effects. That's the big thing, right? So maybe they're actually using the new system.
They're using... I think they are, yeah.
The new engine to do it? All right. Doesn't block shadows. There's a lot of things associated with the game. I guess that's kind of different. So yeah, if you're a CS fan, right, which I know there's a ton of them early on, I don't know if they're still out there. Is this more of an old school game for gamers or no? Or do you still think it's got...
No, I think it's got a lot of players.
Does it? Well, actually, we didn't talk about this in the game front, but you were playing Rainbow Six again, weren't you?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I went and was watching that. I can't keep up with all the new operators. Now, that game just keeps going and going. I don't care. You can't call it old. That's fresh every month, yeah. Every quarter, right?
Yeah, they keep updating it. I don't know. That game's fun at some parts, at some points, but it's just... It can be frustrating at others. I don't know. Well, I haven't been playing it too much recently, but...
Yeah. That's the story of my life playing with any of you guys. It's frustrating. When I got out there playing, I get my butt kicked. Just when I turn around, it's like, and dead!
Yeah.
Gone. So, anyways, yeah, that's Counter-Strike. All right, anything else?
I think so.
That's the news.
This concludes your Joystick News Report.
Joystick News!
All right, so we actually do have some updated stuff going on. I think there's maybe a little resurgence, especially around the holidays, things coming up. What did we talk about? Meta 3?
Riff Rap.
Right? Didn't even bring that up. That's got to be talked about. You can't do a Riff Rap without bringing up the main points of the new release, and they showed Meta 3, everything going on. A lot of designers are very happy about it, right? Open development.
Yeah.
So they're going to be talking about it. Now, I saw, did you ever see this one called, is it Varjo Arrow? It's another design, they said high end, if you will, because it has like 1440 by 600 eye refresh rate or something, 120 megahertz. It's like 144 experience or something like that. It's like it connects to your PC via split USB-A, so it's back to like connecting to
what you're saying. There's a new headset,
yeah, right here. It's called the Varjo. Oh, this is your buddies. I don't think it is.
No.
It's called the Varjo Arrow, V-A-R-J-O, and then A-E-R-O. And I was trying to think who made it. I didn't see who was making it, but the price, grand. So why would you buy that? I mean, I got to say, when you're looking at... I mean, it's supposed to be unbelievably made, but why would you do that? You got Meta coming out, the Meta 3, which is supposed to be spectacular, right? You got Apple with their little overpriced thing already going, right? That was at 700 bills or something. No, it was at 1,200 bills, what? Wasn't it? How much was their headset?
Whose?
The Apple's.
It was like 3,500.
Oh, 3,500, right. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Your buddy's was about 1,200. This is a grand for this thing. So, I mean, these are some high-end stuff. And then Meta 3 comes out and says, yeah, you can buy this for, what, $499, I think it is. Theirs. And it's going to have probably a lot more developers working on it, right? And they're certainly backing it up. And it's supposed to, I mean, like I said, as far as latency and looking through, like Apple was talking, you can look through and see stuff, like the regular world. But they're going to do AI, augmented reality, VR, right?
Yeah.
And doing a lot of different stuff, too, so... I don't know. I just thought that there seems like a little resurgence on the VR world coming in. I guess it, you know, it was kind of fun with the VR for a little bit, and it settled down. Now they're bringing it back with the AI usage, right, with augmented reality, because you could come up with, I guess, a combination of what to expect. There was a couple I saw, I think it was on the Apple. Do you see where you literally use your house as the game, and like walls open up in your house, uh-huh. and like monsters come out and you get to shoot them?
Yeah.
What do you think about that? Is that something you get into or no?
Probably not.
Why?
It just doesn't seem, I don't know, it doesn't seem very fun.
Yeah.
I don't know. Really, the only VR games that I find fun are something like Beat Saber, where it has like the rhythm to it, or games right. that it's like you play with friends, like sitting down and doing right. something. Because one, I get super nauseous when I'm standing up running around, and also just it feels clunky right now. VR is standing and running and doing
yeah,
all
it's
that.
Very clunky actually. Yeah, so. On that. Well, that's what I'm saying. I still want to buy that for that 360 degree. Treadmill thing, mm-hmm. you know, you need to play some, because I think when it gets to that point, it'll be fun just for a good exercise. You can work out, right?
Yeah.
Doing it and still feel maybe. Like you're doing something, you know, good cardio mm-hmm. in it. But I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, so as far as the riffraff goes, that's a lot of stuff cooking with that. The Varjo, the Meta 3, the Apple products, they're all trying to get it done out there. All right. And then lastly, the deal of the week.
Deal of the week.
Now, I was going to talk about a specific deal. It's actually happening this week. We're recording this while on Sunday, right? And it's the end of the week.
Yes.
And this, if you've heard of, I think we've mentioned this before, Fantastical. Have you heard of the website?
No.
Okay, so I know you've said there's a bunch of them out there. What other ones are out there? Like Humble Bundle? What else is out there that sells like digital downloads of games and stuff?
Oh,
what would you use?
G2A is yeah. one. CD Keys is one. Yeah.
All right. Well, this one, Fantastical, has this big update. They're working with GameSpot, right? Mm-hmm. The online. So maybe it's their version. Maybe it is GameSpot's. Maybe Fantastical is their shop.
Yeah.
Right? GameSpot. And they have these discounts. So if you want to check it out, the deal of the week really looks like there's a lot of cool... game collection out there. So they had this prestige collection. It has Deathloop, Wasteland 3, Middle Earth, Shadow of War, a couple others. You can claim those for $15. So not a bad price point, I guess, if you're looking for some new games, right? Mm-hmm. Bundling them up. So it's pretty decent. So check it out. You can go to GameSpot.com and look for it. There's some promo codes, and then I guess it's Fantastical, 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 and see if there's got any new bundles that are out there for you. So that's the deal.
Okay.
Lastly, what are we talking? New releases. What do we have? We got some, there's some good stuff out there. What do you know that's coming up that's going to be interesting?
Trying to think of, well, I know in October, Spider-Man 2.
Ooh,
comes out.
That is?
On the 20th of October.
Fantastic.
Which everyone's getting really excited for.
Is that in PlayStation 3?
5.
I mean, listen to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, 5. There's 2 5.
Only 5.
Yeah, okay.
It's
only 5?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, okay.
NHL is coming out.
Yep. That's the week. That's this coming week, or this week is coming out. Yep.
Oh, you're right, right.
Yep.
And... trying to think.
There's a Warhammer for those that love it.
Oh, the Assassin's Creed Mirage game is coming out.
How is that going to be? Is that going to be like all the other ones, or is it going to be something new?
I don't know. They claim to be going back to the roots and making it more, because the past Assassin's Creed, like Valhalla and Odyssey, have been very RPG element like.
Yeah.
And so they're claiming that it's going to be more back to being an assassin on this one.
Right.
Which people are excited for.
Yeah,
but,
I know.
I don't know. I don't know how well it's going to do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, now you want to talk about graphics. They've got to be working off of that new system, though.
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know if they're Unreal Engine 5 or not.
Yeah. I mean, just from some of the stuff I saw, it looks like it was pretty decent.
Yeah.
On it, but I don't know. So that's that one. What else is coming out for the week?
I... remember
Sword Art? I don't know what that is. Forza? Is that coming out? Forza Motorsports, yeah. It's always big. That was one of your first games playing.
Hmm.
You guys loved it. October 10th, that's coming out on it. I don't know if that's an... Is it... I don't think it's a download. I think it's a whole new version.
Right? Oh, Motorsports. Yeah. I believe also Ark Ascended is coming out in the next month. That's the... So Ark Survival Evolves, that survival game that I've been...
Ark, yeah.
And they shut down the servers.
They did?
Uh-huh. But they're releasing an Ascended version.
They shut down, and you can't play the game at all now.
And then they're releasing another game, which
why would they do that?
Because they want to, they're completely revamping the entire game, but they're reselling it to you. So they shut it down.
Wait, you just bought a game.
Well, I bought it a long time ago.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. You bought a game, and now it's no longer playable.
Yeah, and then they're
releasing... And they're okay with that. People are not upset about that.
Yeah, but the game's so buggy. Or people are upset, but like, there's nothing they can do.
What?
And so they're releasing...
What's this world coming to?
The Ascended version the next month, I believe, which is, it's essentially the game that they shut down, but with less stuff. Like, they removed half the things in it because it made the game super complicated, and there's just so much to do in it.
Yeah.
So they're re-releasing it with better graphics.
Okay.
On, like, Unreal Engine 5.
Yep.
And then removing a lot of the things so that it's more simple.
Right.
And then, after a year of that being out, they're going to release Ark 2, which is the second game, which is going to be completely different. So, I don't know. It's weird what they're doing. But I know that's happening.
If you get away with it, if you can put a game out for a short period of time, pull it back, and make you buy it again, that's a pretty good business model.
Yeah. Well,
come on.
Yeah.
I don't know. What else? So, what else we have? We have Lord of the Rings, Return to Moria? Is that right? I'm probably saying that way wrong.
Ghost Runner 2 is coming out in October.
What's that?
That the first Ghost Runner is fun. It's just a game where it's just a really quick, you run around. It's like a game meant for speedrunning.
Oh, that's how it started speedrunning, didn't it? Mm-hmm. Or no, I just kind of made it. What was the first game that made speedrunning
thing? I have no idea.
It was something where you were running through like jungles like of Egypt. Remember? There was a thing where you run and jump, you turn and jump. It was like old graphics, but I know it was fast pace. You remember that?
Temple Run?
Yes. Was that it?
No, that's...
No, is it Temple Run?
There's nothing... Speedrunning is a community of people who...
I know it is, but it started by a game doing it or something, right?
Oh, maybe. I don't know, but it definitely wasn't
Temple Run. I know that they turned it on every game, but... Okay. The Metal Gear Solids, if you grew up on those, like I have, they're doing a full collection on that. But it's also going to be for Xbox, too. So Metal Gear, I know originally was Sony, I think, product. Now it's cross-platform. They're coming out with this whole volume series with that as well. And I think that's it through October. And then we can jump into later on whatever's going on in November on the next show. Sonic Superstars. Do you know what that is? I saw that. It's coming up.
No.
SpongeBob. Yeah. They got the Batman Arkham Trilogy that's going to release for Nintendo Switch. I don't know if you're into that, for those that are doing the Switch. Oh, and then I know the Total War series, Pharaoh, I think it is, right? That's coming out. That's supposed to be a pretty decent game if you're a big Total War fan. And the graphics on that are pretty solid, too, if you look at it. So I would check that out. I know the gameplay, I think they changed it a little bit, if I remember correctly, but... I don't know. I those stories are kind of cool if you're looking for them. Like I played, was it Rise of Rome?
Yeah.
It was a great story. That was awesome too. And this kind of has the same type of feel, but you can pre-order it and play. And that's Total War coming out on the, I think it's on the 11th. It's being released on. So check that one out. So that's it. I think that's all we got, right? For new releases. Good stuff. All right. So thanks for listening, folks. That's another show wrapped up. And we appreciate you listening each and every month. And if they want to be a part of the show, I do check it, making sure if we got folks on that want to, we answer questions, comments, and give sarcastic remarks to every email that comes through. How do they get a hold of us?
At @joystick_show on Twitter, our Gmail, joystickshow@gmail.com, and our website, joystickshow.com.
Fantabulous. All right, keep on gaming on. Until next time, game on.
Joystick, the Joystick Show.